the National Weather Service website. It experienced significant increases in web traffic as, guess why? Well, all that severe weather as it hit much of the country. The National Weather Service network came under such pressure that state and local officials at some points could not access radar or other data needed to help them make decisions. And Laura Figueroni is the National Weather Service Deputy Director. She says more than 50 of their 122 weather forecast offices had warnings out on snow, on the snow that blanketed much of the country.
Seriously, because we have to have a diverse set of dissemination mechanisms, and the website being one of them. There was no way we could have known how many hits we were going to have. We had 10 to 20 million hits per hour versus our average of 70 million hits per day. So this was impacting 30 states, over a third of the population. And so this storm was so massive. We've had issues in the past that we've resolved in regards to hurricanes, but this is even a much larger situation than a landfalling hurricane impacting many more people in many more states.
Figueroni says that the agency installed new equipment and the website is now fully operational. She says they're ready for anything. She compares this latest storm with the one that hit the Midwest in 1979, which was the third biggest snowstorm ever in Chicago. Craig Fugate is the administrator of FEMA. He says the emergency management agency was ready for the widespread impact of this storm.
We sent out about four areas as far as to the southwest as Oklahoma and all the way up to Frederick, Maryland. We moved about 500 generators, and these are not for homes. These are like large generators you use for commercial facilities, schools, or other critical facilities, as well as additional supplies to augment what Red Cross, Salvation Army, and the other volunteer groups had in case we had to do more sheltering. So we had resources that were moved out. And again, to give you an idea, we talk about a 54 generator pack. This is like 54 big generators, a dozen or more semi-tractor trailer loads that we move into these areas. And again, our regional offices have been in contact with each of the states, working with their teams on what these impacts would be.
Craig Fugate, he is the administrator of FEMA. Figueroni over at the National Weather Service says the forecast for the rest of the winter, well, it remains under these La Nina conditions, so colder temperatures and more precipitation than normal.